In Hollywood, a good agent brings together a script, a director, and a star to make a movie happen. Commentator Jake Halpern is working on a book about fame. He says agents have been the power brokers in Hollywood since the decline of the studio system in the early 1950s, but they may be seeing some competition from an unlikely source.
The only problem with truly good agents, and it's a big one, is that they're generally not interested in you unless you're already a star. Just consider the Creative Artists Agency, which is undoubtedly the most powerful talent agency in the world. Its website contains just 14 words, offering a street address. And it doesn't take a genius to read in between the lines. Don't call us, we'll call you. But for all those unknown actors and directors out there, don't lose heart. There is another route. One of the very best Rolodexes in the entire city of Los Angeles rests not in the inner sanctum of the Creative Artist Agency, but in the small Beverly Hills salon of Nance Mitchell, not far from a bubbling cauldron of hot wax. Technically, Nance Mitchell is one of the city's premier bikini waxers and skincare specialists. In her spare time, Nance is a backroom dealmaker. So, when undiscovered actresses or screenwriters come into her office for a quick facial or a Brazilian waxing job, she likes to collect their headshots and screenplays and put them away in her filing drawer. Later that day, or perhaps a few days afterwards, a client who is an agent or a producer will stroll in for an appointment and ask that magical question, "Hey, Nance, do you have anything new in that drawer of yours?" Moments later, Nance is championing the cause of the overlooked and undiscovered. What is so unique about Nance within Hollywood, besides her evident generosity, is the fact that she's so readily accessible. Talent flows in and out of Nance's office freely, and no one knows this better than a middle-aged screenwriter named Jess Money. Up until recently, if you'd asked Jess Money what he did, he would tell you, among other things, that he'd been writing screenplays since 1972, unsuccessfully. Part of the problem for guys like Jess Money is that they often can't get near places like the Creative Artists Agency. "That place was like Fort Knox," Jess Money told me. Fortunately for him, Money was a longtime friend and client of Nance Mitchell. And when Nance heard that he was working on a screenplay about the life of Marlene Dietrich, she quickly told him that one of her other clients would be perfect for the lead. That client turned out to be Gwyneth Paltrow. And just as Nance had suspected, Paltrow loved the idea and agreed to jump on board. Not long after this, DreamWorks commissioned Money to finish the screenplay. And with a little more luck, the movie, tentatively called The Blue Angel, will be in theaters in the next year or two. On some level, one has to wonder whether the folks over at the big agencies have picked up on this. Maybe they profess not to care, but that would be foolish, because an agency is, at its very core, a nexus, a place where talent comes together and teams are made. But how can these agencies continue to serve their functions if they're so snobbish and so celebrity-focused that they're willing to write off all the diamonds in the rough? At some point, these places will have to crack open their doors just a little wider. And if they don't, they may soon find themselves competing with the likes of Nance Mitchell.
Jake Halpern is the author of Braving Home. He lives in Boston.